And I think that just that flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them, episode 794, part two. My name is Mike Steele, and I want to say hello to my friend, Jeff Murphy.
Oh, hello, Lieutenant Lime. Hey, Thanksgiving's coming up. Who's excited for Thanksgiving?
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
Who isn't excited for Thanksgiving? Oh, boo. Ooh. Yeah, boo. Yeah. That's fine. A lot of people are mad at Thanksgiving online because they don't get the point. But I better not see them eating no colonial food. I better not see no green bean salad. You think a fucking Algonquin knew what to do with a fucking green bean and mushroom soup? I don't think so. That's colonizer food. No colonizer food. No mac and cheese. You think that's your invention? No. Italian guys, we're calling them white in this situation. From the moment they discovered pasta, they were putting tomato and cheese on the pasta. And then sometimes even maybe just cheese. Alfredo, no. Don't. Alfredo, no. It's too cheesy. The fettuccine is too cheesy. Yeah, but that's Thanksgiving for you. Anyways, back to you, Mike.
Thank you so much. I want a doctor to take his picture so I can see him from inside as well. Pause. Ooh. I'm talking about Jim Scampoli.
Yo. Thank you so much. Didn't we have the discussion on if mac and cheese is a Thanksgiving dish?
I'm making one this year. I'm going to try it out.
I could have sworn you were fiercely against it.
I just never had had it. I had never had it.
I'm almost positive you were like, that's not something for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm going to make one, though, with Gruyere cheese in there. Come on.
I wouldn't like look at it and go, what the fuck? That doesn't belong
I've never
here.
Seen it.
But though. I also wouldn't like list it under the obvious Thanksgiving things.
Yeah. Some folk, it's like ham. Mm.
Interesting.
What do you mean, ham over turkey?
Well, some people just they'll act like macaroni is like the same as when people say they have ham at Thanksgiving. Like, I'm aware of ham at Thanksgiving. I still think it's kind of crazy.
You wouldn't Unless have it in both. Place. Yeah, I was going to say, not in place of a
I think
turkey.
Every year we have this conversation at some point, we're like, not in place.
I'll but go ham on addition, a turkey.
In addition
in
to
addition,
a turkey,
a side
allowed.
Ham?
Yeah. I sometimes do both.
Ooh, look at you.
Because my mom prefers ham over turkey just as a food. Mm. And so often it just makes sense to have both.
Cold ham from the fridge, though, nothing better.
Oh, yeah. It's the
right
best,
out the bag.
It's probably the best meat to eat, like, straight cold.
That's me the night of Thanksgiving.
Now, are you talking about Deli ham? Or are you, no, you said out of the bag.
Ham. Like, out, like, because it's leftovers, like sliced ham.
Ah, okay.
Like off, you know, like yeah. a spiral ham. So good, just cold chunks of it.
Yeah. Sometimes I, what I'll do, so I have two.
Put some mustard on
two
it?
Two Thanksgiving things. They're obvious moves. So I'm not unique.
Thank you for the subs, Zenpai.
One of them is, like Jeff said, I don't put them in a bag. I just have like a bunch of Tupperware things. But like, just grab two chunks of ham. Just eat them. Grab two chunks of turkey, eat them, just like just picking a little bit. Or you take mashed potatoes and corn and peas and just kind of like don't put enough where it's like what you'd eat alone. And then put the gravy and the ham and the turkey in there and mix it up and it's like a bowl.
You have peas as a side?
Peas and corn are they go the best with mashed potatoes. Mm. And then yeah, you mix it all together and you just eat it out of a bowl and it's delicious.
Oh, you guys do the thing I made up where you go to the fridge and eat leftovers?
I said it wasn't original. I made sure to preface that because I knew what I was about to say was not interesting or unique.
Hey,
it is merely what I do.
It's tapping into memories, though. Everyone's got that memories.
Oh, yeah,
the leftovers bowl is my move. The day of Thanksgiving,
oh, Sandy with the
I will
dinner
have,
rolls.
I'll have plates with. Oh yeah, that's a good one. Is yeah. Is oh, Hawaiian roll? A king Hawaiian
Senpai
roll sandwich.
He said poopy.
Whoa. Like the day of Thanksgiving. I'm eating it, a plate, I'm eating the stuff, like, yeah. I'm eating like normal, but I almost never...
Wait, you're doing that thing I made up? Eat a Thanksgiving plate?
Yo, you just story paused, dude.
No, but what I'm saying is like...
Story paused?
That's it. That is the only day. I am not like making...
No, I'm not making a plate.
I'm not making a...
I'm on my
plate the same way I did on Thanksgiving, any day after Thanksgiving.
I am. I'm on my work lunch break. And I'm making a Thanksgiving plate.
Yeah.
It's like 11:45 a.m. and I got a full on plate. I'm reheating leftover rolls. I got gravy, mashed potatoes.
I've never even
turkey.
Thought of turning the heat back on my Thanksgiving.
Nah, no.
Mine's all cold mashed potatoes.
Mine's all lazy.
I'm doing the lazy sometimes too. But I'm reliving Thanksgiving for the next week.
See, that's
I'm
why I do the
plate.
Bowl, because the laziness is you can throw it all in, throw it all in the microwave at the same amount of time. It all heats back up, and then you're good.
And I am mixing everything together when I'm eating that plate.
That's what. Sure.
Are you eating everything separate? I'm talking to Jim. More sense.
I'm not always eating it separate, but I'm making it as
it
a plate.
It touches.
Oh, but I'm like... I'm cutting a piece of turkey and then swiping up mashed potatoes.
Yeah, no, of course. That's that thing I invented.
I'm just asking you.
You're doing the gym?
You're asking
Jim if he does the gym?
Because your idea of the bowl is just get that out of the way. We're swirling all together.
It's all together.
It's a famous Mike bowl.
It didn't occur to me until right now that I just never... The plate is a Thanksgiving Day thing. I just never even consider it afterwards. It's just like, nope, throw it all in a bowl, heat it all up together, and eat it at the same time.
You know what I think sometimes?
I'm keeping the dream alive.
The leftovers are better than the meal.
Whoa,
that's that thing
Jim came up with. Yeah, it's either a bowl or it's King Hawaiian roll with stuff shoved in the middle so it's a sandwich.
Nah, I got homemade rolls from my mom.
I wish. I just could do the
But
King
Hawaiian. King Hawaiian rolls are great.
Yeah, they're the move.
I get an old Pillsbury thrown in the oven.
Nice. Not even bad. Like any Pillsbury product is great.
Everything you've ever made, Jim, has been delicious. So
thank you.
I would imagine that whatever you do is the right thing to do. I am merely a lazy man who. Well, what I do is I go to Albertsons and I go, here's my ticket. I'd like I show up the day before Thanksgiving and you give me a bunch of sides that can basically just be heated up almost like TV dinners.
Oh, yeah.
And then a turkey and a ham that are essentially like. The ham is already cooked. You're just reheating it. And the turkey, you're making like a normal turkey. And then I buy separately a bunch of peas, corn, and mashed potato mix to make myself. And then I make my own gravy. So I'm doing the bare minimum of actually making things. Most of it is just like provided for me and I'm heating it up.
Well, to your point about Jim making dishes, sometimes the dishes Jim makes are simply enchanting, like a taco pizza.
Oh, I would refer...
Or it's just a simple robustness, like a meatball.
I ate a meatball meal from Jim and it was simply divine. But then I ate a pizza that Jim made and it I'm a different person before and after that pizza.
I will say also that pizza I ate it after the episode too and it was cold and it was just to go to my point of leftovers. Just a cold slice. I love a scabbed slice
Jim
that's been sitting out for 3 hours.
Jim doesn't fuck around. But it's not like it's not. I would describe Jim as like a Great British Baking Show style baker, where that's just something they enjoy doing. That's not. They're not trying to transition it into like I want to do this.
Baking and cooking is two different.
Yeah, it's
fields,
just it's something he enjoys and is good at, and he simply does it. It is not. It is not a pursuit. It is not. I wouldn't even say it's a hobby. It's merely a
Jim
a
simply
joy.
Is.
Yeah. I just am.
Jim invented this thing where you take different ingredients and mix them together and then heat them up and they become a new thing.
it's like your slurry that you put in a bowl.
Yeah,
it's like your Thanksgiving slurry.
It's a lot like my Thanksgiving slurry.
One of the moves.
It's a lot like my trough flop.
I just put it in my water cup and just sort of swirl it around.
I pour out a Gatorade, pour all my stuff in there and drink it. Jim's over here making artisanal food.
I make my own gravy. You're pouring blue Gatorade.
One of the moves when you're getting your turkey is you pull the tag off of a cheaper turkey and scan that one.
Hell yeah.
What? Yeah, you pick yourself up a nice 19-pounder, and then you grab a tag off a 14-pounder.
Okay.
And that's the one you scan on the way out.
That's five in your pocket
right there. There you go.
Since I just do the whole, buy it all together stuff, it never even occurred to me.
Yeah, although I got greedy this week. Uh-huh. It was my hubris was my downfall.
I got arrested.
If you have a similar hubris story as me, I'll tell you mine afterwards so that you're not alone.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Real quick, before we start getting into stories of
theft hubris, is that what it is? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Before we get into our stories of theft, just a quick shot, quick reminder.
Yeah, baby. I almost didn't.
See, it's just the teaser.
Oh.
It's just the teaser.
I almost, who knows?
So just a quick reminder, because this is a part two, so it also drops on Wednesday. Thanksgiving's around the corner, but...
Oh, shit. It's mere weeks away.
We're basically in the season. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're feeling fruity, or if you're feeling straight...
We're saucy.
You can go ahead and...
You're about to get paused, Jim.
You're about to get a fruitcake, because you're a bottom.
I guess I gotta add the link back to the website. But we are in the Tots Turnt season, so... keep that in mind, because we will be taking donations. We do a toy drive every year. I mean, this must be...
Fifth?
I don't know.
Sixth?
It's got to be more than that, I think.
Oh, has it been more than that?
It's like 10th annual.
It might be like 7th or 8th.
What?
We've been delivering maybe 2016, 2015, maybe?
Oh, my God. You're right. Was there... Did we skip the COVID years?
No.
No, we still showed up.
Okay.
We were a little worried because we were like, everyone's kind of hurting right now.
I was just trying to think if there's a reason why it felt like it was shorter. Wow.
I like the COVID one. We got like more money than ever.
Actually, yeah. We went to town that year.
It's more post-COVID that was tough because everyone's living high on their stimulus.
Yeah.
Stimulus.
Shake up
the economy.
Well, yeah, just to plant the seed, or if you've already... if you've already grown that seed and you're ready to go, you can donate to get Tots Turnt.
Donate your seed.
It is a toy drive we do every year. We like to give back to our community.
It always creeps up on me.
Pay the troll toll for all the R slurs and F slurs.
Yeah,
we were making up for them existing.
Yeah, Megan the Stallion quotes.
That's what it sounded like you were saying, Jim.
Yeah.
It's we're buying, what is it in Catholicism? Enrichments? Or not
enrichments?
Oh,
yeah, what
indulgences.
Is that?
We're buying indulgences.
Is that a thing? I've never heard. I'm a Catholic. I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah. You can buy your way out of sins with indulgences at one point. I think that's what Luther freaked out about mostly. Martin Luther.
Let me see
White.
Here.
friend Martin Luther.
This has got to be some weird Catholic shit, dude.
Oh, yeah. Just like all your bullshit. Protestant gang. Proddy.
Myths. Proddy.
More
Oh, they is it cannot... some weird mumbo jumbo?
Myth number one, a person can buy his way out of hell with indulgences. Nope. They remit only temporal
Senpai
penalties.
Senpai says Protestants are rapists.
Oh, take that, you piece of shit.
Is that the rumor?
H.
They apply to sins not yet committed. Yeah, this is weird. Anyways, whatever.
So it's like buying a bunch of trees. It's like carbon offsets, but for sins.
Yeah.
Indulgences. Still sell indulgences.
But yeah, it's so that we can we take little kids in Vegas that are probably going to have a fucking bummer Christmas, and we make their Christmas awesome.
Well, the Catholic.com question. Does the Catholic Church still sell indulgences? Answer. That's like asking, have you stopped beating your wife? The Catholic Church does not now, nor has it ever approved the sale of indulgences. This is not to be distinguished from the undeniable fact that individual Catholics, perhaps best known of them being the German Dominican Johann Tetzel.
Oh, I feel like you don't know what you're Catholics? Talking about right now, Jim, and it might be dangerous.
No, they were rogue.
Did sell indulgences, but in doing so, they acted contrary to explicit church regulations. This practice is utterly opposed to the Catholic Church teachings on indulgences, and it cannot be regarded as a teaching or practice of the church.
Okay.
But anyways, Mike, continue. I interrupted the important part.
Yes, we make sure that little kids in Vegas, and not just little kids, kids in general, that's actually one of our biggest things, is that we make sure that everybody gets covered. We got the babies, we got the ladies, we got the teens, we got everybody covered. We make sure that, Jim was able to ride along 1 year, and we've talked to the people, and we've seen the people that are getting these things, and they are the people that you know on Christmas are waking up, and it's not a holiday.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they got like candy or something, because their parents are just like, it's the best I can do. I got them Rice Krispie treats. I got them fucking like nothing. Or it's like, a lot of times it's kids being like, can I just have a coat? It's cold at school. Mm. Like we're getting...
Can I get new shoes? Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting stuff like that for kids here in Las Vegas, because that's where we live and that's who we want to take care of. We want to make sure that there's as few kids as possible having a bummer Christmas. Yep. If we can say anything about it.
It's so funny to do our yearly shtick for the thing, and during it there was a Protestants are rapists CTS. that's what we're paying indulgences for.
Exactly.
It is like one of the most fun days of the year always.
Oh yeah.
It's finding out what the hot new toys are.
It's the most fun. It's one of not even as fun. It's one of the most satisfying things I do all year, but it is one of the most exciting things is watching it happen. When we had small amounts, when we had big amounts, when we had big surprises, when we've done various different versions. We sponsored a family. We found local places to donate to. Like, we always have fun. Yeah, we always make a video so that, because that's another one of our big sales points, is that you don't know where your money's going majority of the time. And if you give it to us, you know where literally every penny's going, and you know that it goes not like passed around or put in a warehouse, or like maybe someone gets it like 2 years from now.
Like a relic in Indiana Jones.
It's not an Indiana Jones relic. Mm-hmm. It does not belong in a museum. It belongs in the hands of a child that otherwise would not have a good Christmas. They literally drive through bad neighborhoods, blare the ambulance siren and the fire truck siren, and like people run out and they just start like, it's like a fucking movie where they're just like, here you go, take what you want. Jim, I ask you this every single year. Please tell the story about the kid that walked up and got his toy and started proclaiming something.
Fuck yeah. What did he yell though? Because now I'm mixing up what he yelled.
I believe he was so something. I'm so lucky, I believe.
Yes, that's what it was. For some reason.
Says the tots are turned so that the witches can be burnt hail Baphomet.
Yes. Okay. For some reason, I was thinking he yelled, I deserve this. But I'm like, he definitely didn't yell that. But yeah, no, I was on the fire truck. We were cruising around town handing out toys. And yeah, there's this little kid. He must have been like 4 or 5 years old. And he either picked it out of the pile or someone handed it to him. It was a toy car. It was like a big toy car. I think maybe with remote control, something or other. But yes, he was holding it above his head and he was shouting and he's going, I'm so lucky to have this. I'm so lucky to have this.
Yeah, it was an actor. just set up to pull at the heartstrings.
Although it was funny too, like the dark side of that is how when the firemen would look at each other and they would know like, hey, it's time to move to the next neighborhood, because it was like you started seeing more people like creeping out of the shadows.
Yeah,
and
they knew
oh, okay, now it's not kids. Now it's like,
well, that's the upside too.
They
know that it's not just getting dumped somewhere where someone figures it out. They are going directly to people and the right people and a lot of different people.
It's a bunch of guys showing up to steal their Dalmatian to sell as a fur coat.
Yeah. Well, and on top of that, the guys know us at this point. We show up and the firefighters, I think like to speak to how long we've been doing this, like, a third generation of firemen are now like, because we had the chief that knew us and loved us for a while.
Yeah.
I think he's gone.
Yeah, one of them.
Run over by black teams.
Because when I went on that ride along, it was like his last year. He's retiring or something.
And now we've had a couple years since then where like people that worked with him are like, oh, hey, it's you guys. And then like new people, like every year, it's like, oh, these are the guys. We wait for these guys every year. So if there has ever been a question, if you're someone who doesn't normally donate to things, this is really easy because it's like throw $5 and know that it's going towards somewhere good. And if that's a clear your conscience pat on the back, or if it's like, hey, that's the best I have.
Or if it's a fart gun, retail $5.
Yeah. Or if it's one of those things where every year you know people that like are looking for something. If you yourself are looking for a good cause, if you know people that want to contribute to a good cause and you don't have the ability to, you can always point people towards this because you've now at this point got what? 7-8 years of like, look what these dudes do. They do it every year and it's awesome.
Yeah.
I think we did the math last year. I'm sure I'm wrong, but it was somewhere in like $50,000 or something. Have been like
something like that. It's been, because like, it's been a whole, like 7 or 8 years, basically.
Yeah, like we had in total done some amount like that.
And most importantly, no bad toys.
Oh, never.
Yeah, no bad toys.
No,
handpicked.
We handpick everything.
No bad toys. Unless it's a popular toy, then we'll get a bunch of the bad toys.
Yeah, we'll grab dumb stuff that maybe like people think is cool, but we don't. But it's we also grab lots approved. Of cool stuff.
And this year, we're doing a live stream, and I'm going to say I have a bomb.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Do a Fousey.
We make sure that girls of all ages are covered, that little kid, like little tiny, like toddler kids are covered. We make that they told us, because we do our homework. We don't fuck around. Yeah. We do our homework.
We're checking our lists twice.
Yeah, yeah. We were told that like the two demographics that get ignored the most are like 1 to 3 year olds, because people aren't thinking of kids that young, and then like 16 to almost 18 year olds, because no one thinks of them as the kids, and they're like,
well, it's harder to buy too, because you basically just give them a gift card, or like we typically will get like maybe some AirPods or Bluetooth headsets, or like, you know,
we've got Nintendo
like
Switches,
like Nintendo Switch, yeah, stuff like
headsets
that.
For video games. Yeah, we think about all that stuff, and we divvy things out. We've gotten bikes, we've done. Back when layaway was still a thing, we'd go in and pay off people's layaways.
Yeah,
like,
that was cool.
We try to spread it out in a way where as many people are getting something as possible beyond just donating the toys to the toy drive, which like covers a lot of the, again, the lowest
of
the low.
We gave to like a women's shelter 1 year. We adopted a family.
We donated to that place where she's like, I literally never get donations this big. You might have just saved us.
Yeah, there was, because in Target, we ran into this couple and they mentioned a local lady online.
She like pays for people's meals and stuff on Christmas, right? Like battered women.
I forget.
Like women that are like, in bad spots.
I still, I'm in like her group or follower page. I forget her name though. But yeah, we sent her a bunch of money and she was hyped. A lot of good stuff.
So yeah, it's not like a lot of times, and I'm not saying that like giving, there's the good way and the wrong way, but we try to make sure that like, we're not like the people that are getting our toys. These are not like middle-class kids that are like wishing they got a bike, but all they got was 5 video games and an action figure. These are kids who, again, the gift they're getting is the gift they get when they walk out their front door because they hear the fire truck and the ambulance show up. That is what they're getting, and that is what we're like giving to. Like this is all they get. And so it's a humongous difference for these kids getting this stuff because it's kind of their only outlet.
Jams, I don't know about the content cowboy. I'm always in the dark at first. We'll see. We'll see if the content cowboy also comes through.
He always
on
rustles
his end
through.
In the past, he's come through big, so I believe that he will again.
But yeah. Anyways, back to thievery.
Yeah. So anyway, that's our children donation. Here's our
eat crow.
How we've gotten what was the word?
This is my hubris. This
Hubris.
Yeah. Because I just got too greedy. Because you know, I'm all about the time tax. I'm about the self checkout. But I got some new decorations outside. These little these little lamps with kind of like tree garland around them. And they come in these little boxes.
Okay.
And I just tossed them on the bottom of the cart and I didn't scan them. But it's like the dumbest thing to do because it's like it's what you would look for.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Usually it's just like a water or something in my cart, so it's like, ah, fine, whatever. Yeah. But the past few times they haven't even been, it's been so busy they don't even check receipts. So I just got way too greedy.
Oh,
and on
no.
the way out, the lady's like, okay, so you're serious? I'm like, oh yeah, here you go. And she's like, well, what about these here? I'm like, oh, fuck. Did I not get those? Oh, shit.
Oh, you had to go back in line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Jim. My story is remarkably yeah. similar.
But that's what's great about it is because there's plausible deniability.
Uh-huh.
And that was fine. I was going to buy them either way. But I went with the, well, to me, it wasn't a coin flip. I was like, this is easy. This is, I got this. These are coming home with me, baby. This yeah. is fucking. Yeah. I deserve this.
I'll have the lights with the tree this. Garland. The little lights with
shaking
the tree
it
garland.
Over your head.
They're really more accent pieces.
I'm so lucky to have this.
As you're checking out, you're laughing to yourself. Suckers. Dude, Homer.
But yeah, I had to just do the old, like, oh, ah, fuck. I thought I scanned him.
And
ah!
she's like, yeah, right.
Comedy. I threw my Mark Norman on. Oh.
And then you had to get back in line, didn't you?
No, I lucked out because I was dreading that. I lucked out. Basically, there was no more line, like right there. So I was like, fuck, I'll just go scan these real quick. But I had to come back around, like, oh, here you go. Here's the fucking new ticket here.
Yeah.
Here's the new receipt with the scanned items on there.
So I was getting a bunch of cat food. It's like the independent, like the salt, like single, like cans, like the wet food.
Yeah, like 89 cents,
yeah.
90 cents.
Yeah,
you know.
And
Frisky's
so,
grilled.
Yeah, so I was getting those, and I was like doing the scan, and you just like you grab like because it's usually you
throw
like,
five in
blank 410, blank 410. So I grabbed them in sets of those.
Yeah,
and I was doing the thing where I was like scan, like if they're all the same one, it's like scan. And sometimes what I do is if it doesn't scan,
just throw it.
I just toss it in there. I've got AirPods in.
Exactly. That's good. I don't know how to work here.
If you look at the camera, you see me do.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to know the difference on screen between 25 cans and 32 cans? It's just a big wall
like
of cat
doing.
Food. So I was doing that, and I got way too fucking greedy because I was at the point where one of my stacks of 10, I was like, beep. And then I was like, instead of taking two or three,
you were like, I'm going to take like eight.
It was like six no beeps.
Yeah.
And a lady walked up and tapped me. I wasn't listening to music. So I did the thing where I pinched it. Like I was like, oh yeah. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. You probably can't hear. A bunch of those didn't scan. I'm like, oh, what? What really? And she's like, yeah, yeah. You're going to have to look here. I'll look up how many. You're holding.
No, don't do that.
I know. I'm like, fuck, I've done this earlier. All she looked up is the ones I was holding in my hand.
All right.
So she's like, you're holding 10, and it looks like only six, only four scans. So go ahead and just.
Butterfingers.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And then I had to sit there, and I'm like, she's going to pay extra attention because now I can't like claim anything. But like, I knew what I was fucking doing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I would have let. As many as possible, not scan and not beep. And like you said, usually there's so much going on, no one's counting beeps.
Yeah.
And I should have known better because it was a self-checkout and there's only two people there.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady that stands there had no one to talk to, nothing to do. All she had was, let's watch these two people.
She's staring at you off into space, basically.
Yeah. So, and it was pretty blatant that I was sitting there going,
Sometimes you overstep. You gotta find a nice balance, and it usually works.
Yeah. I was trying to do, I had it where I tried to do the old Buffalo nickel trick with the debit card where you just scan everything in, put the debit card in, pull it back out. The transaction doesn't finish, and you just walk out.
Walk off like you didn't know.
That's worked so many times for me.
That's a brave one.
It just goes bat, bat, bat. Or it doesn't make a noise usually. And then the transaction just sits there while you walk away with all your stuff.
That's a super brave one.
And I did that. And it was with like dumb shit where it was like I got the big lasagnas just because I'm like, this is free. So I had like big lasagnas. And then like I was walking out and it was like, sir. And then a guy came walking out with me going like, sir, you guys see your receipt? I'm like, just trying to ignore him. But he just kept following me. So I just set it down in the parking lot and got my car and drove
off. Did you just leave the stuff?
Yeah, I just slapped the stuff and like didn't make a
scene.
What
did they say to you?
They didn't say anything. I just set it down and he just picked it up.
So you just not look at him and you didn't even respond? You just, dropped it and kept
I just kept walking, got in my car.
Yeah, that's got to be a rough feeling where you're like, I'm not even going to turn
off.
I
drove off
to
a store and bought like the humble version of that. They got like spaghetti sauce and spaghetti.
You learned your lesson.
Different grocery store.
No, I did because I still was hungry. I was like, fuck. I had to drive off real quick from the Walmart grocer on there.
Dude, that's like something out of The Godfather where it's like, drop the gun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I probably literally could have just walked all the way to my car if I wanted to, but the guy was following me out to the parking lot and just being nice, kind of, and just like asking where I was seeing me, like, hey. And I just like set it down and then kept walking.
Thank God he didn't just follow me, but he just
picked the stuff up. I think he was like, maybe like,
not
thank
even
you.
Turn around. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I just kept going and took off.
Don't be a hero, fucko.
Yeah, but it was like my local one too. So like a couple months later, I just went back eventually.
But yeah, like you didn't want to go for a while.
Well,
yeah.
I've had to be careful too because the girl that caught me with the cat food is there a lot.
Mm.
So then I'm like, fuck, do I try anything? Because either I'm
now,
lucky.
Are you on the radar now?
Yes. Either I'm lucky and she goes, I become annoying. And she's like, oh, that's the idiot with the fucking headphones in. He never pays attention. I have to correct him. Or she goes, oh, I'm seeing a pattern. Yeah. This guy's stealing. And then everybody watches for me. So it's like, I don't even bother trying anymore when it's her because I don't want to get a reputation because I guarantee those
people
talk.
You got to give it some time.
Yeah, they talk and I don't want anyone else to know.
Then you hit her with the old Buffalo nickel for like $200.
Then I just put myself on
the debit card and it asks if you want cash back. You just pull your card out.
Is it really called the Buffalo nickel?
I just made that up, but I love it because that's what it's. Well, it's like because I've done it so many times where you just start the process and then like they have to like go help someone or something. He's like, pop it out. My transaction's just sitting there.
You're like the cartoon character.
You know, when you think a self-service is open, you walk up to it. It's like, what is all this shit?
Yeah.
It's me.
That's you.
It's the Buffalo nickel strike again.
You're like the cartoon character with the string on the
But
on
it's
the
a
quarter.
Risky play if they want to. If you go to a Walmart grocer, like the Walmart neighborhood, they're a little more. They're a little more on there.
Walmart checks my receipts if I'm buying nothing.
No, but this is the grocery store one, the small one.
I'm not close enough to any of those. They were probably
hot to my Buffalo nickel jig.
A lot of times the big ones, though, they're not even checking shit. But yeah, it is a gamble, though.
I think it did some
I'll
shit where like, it goes
it.
Like, bam, bam, bam.
If someone, if the person watching is at a actual register with someone helping them, that's the move. That you're golden because... No one is paying any attention because one, it's busy enough to need that. And two, she can't pay like even half attention and notice like, wait a second, I don't know what was in the cart and what's in bags. I also purposefully don't put big stuff in bags so I can get away with the idea that some stuff in my cart is in a bag and some isn't. But
you're
then sometimes
fucking thief.
Here's the move, Jeff, get this shit. I bet Jim's done this. You know how sometimes people double bag heavy stuff?
Oh, yeah.
I'll double bag something that doesn't need it so that when I get to my car, the thing that's just in my cart, not in a bag, then I undouble bag it and then put that cart only stuff that I want in a bag in my trunk.
That's the move.
Yeah.
Dakota in the chat, if I've learned anything from this show, it's to steal and steal some more.
Well, and the thing, the key to the Buffalo nickel grift usually is just don't get a bunch of stuff that you couldn't actually buy if they catch you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's just it. Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff that I couldn't even afford. So
I was going to say, Electric's not in the chat. They track you to your car and scan your license plate, then mail you a summons. I mean, I'm not going to say that that's impossible for that to happen.
Didn't happen to me.
But you're really over, like... You're over-exaggerating how much people give a shit.
Yeah.
If I caused a scene, maybe someone would give a shit enough. I've been a retail employee.
Yeah. Like, if you were running or something.
If I smashed the pasta sauce and stuff.
Yeah. Or if the thing went off and you just kept walking, maybe.
I politely set it down and never looked back. Yeah.
And I'm never in a situation where they have any reason to think anything's happening in the first place.
Yeah. And it's just like... I'm sure there are some maybe like nicer neighborhoods or something. Maybe something like that would happen.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like...
I'm in a nice neighborhood and that shit doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'm just saying like, I don't know, like some gated Hollywood. Sure. I don't know. But like in most cases, the cost of trying to do that for like $40 or something, they're not going to do.
Yeah.
I know, well, I know I'm saying this and then like something like that will happen to me or something.
Yeah. No, but it like relies on like the guy that following me out to the car gets on a Zebra handheld and presses the right buttons to scan my thing into a theft report or whatever.
Also, that's the whole gamble of self-checkout. They save more money in the shrink they lose than they do in paying the people they'd have to cover the registers to have all those same people get checked out at the same speed. So the only ones they chase after are the brazen ones and like the
ones with
violent
the
ones. Or the hubris is always a problem.
Like Icarus, we flew too close to the sun. I, my lasagna's three.
Yeah.
You, well, your gaudy Christmas decorations, the true attention to the card immediately.
Well, because, and I've heard what Electric Snot's talking about as well, like that they track and your running total. And I'm sure, again, maybe some places could do that. Maybe that'll happen when there's more of these like Amazon stores where there are no employees and they can kind of try to track, like you just walk out and it's supposed to charge your card or something.
Yeah.
But again, I think we're really
hit them with a Buffalo Nickel ghost card, a card that doesn't work anymore.
I think it's like when we watch TV shows and we think doctors like are so, you know, invested in their job and really care about you.
They
when
open
they,
up a textbook.
Yeah, you're a manila folder. Yeah.
I mean, again, I'm sure maybe in certain locations that happens.
Well, I don't know about, sorry, keep going.
Well, I was going to say where they could track you, and once you hit like a felony amount, something can happen or they'll send you a thing. But I feel like most likely that's not going to happen.
I've also noticed, and this is why I can do it, my weight sensors don't do anything anymore because a lot of the hard thing about the self-checkout theft is that you scan something and it doesn't want you to scan anything else until it either feels some weight or feels at times back in the day the correct weight.
They turn them off, I think, because it used to be like if you just took a bag away, they'd geek out.
Yes.
But now they pack them in so tight they know there's no space.
Well, and here's the big,
so you can easily like they want you to take the bag away so you could bag the rest of your
shit. And here's the big thing:
They
used to be 15 items or less for the self checkout. That's the thing of the past.
Oh,
and the weight sensor only makes sense if they know that you're bringing up an amount that can reasonably fit on there.
Yeah, yeah.
And also the heavy shit would fuck everything up. So if I get like cat sand that weighs like 27 pounds, it fucks everything up because if I put like fucking bananas in there, it's like, I don't know what's in there.
Is
you put a candy bar
sand
in
or
there.
Bananas? You know what's a real cuck when it's like your onions are like they have
when
ones
they try
that
to
will
read
announce.
It out loud in case
in case you're doing the old onion where I'm putting cat sand in for onion prices.
Well, I do the banana thing now because now they charge you per banana, not per bunch or per pound. So they ask you how many bananas are on there. I always just put one because I pretend I didn't know they changed it.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it's like, one bunch of bananas.
I'm like, back in the day, they used to do that. They'd say, how many bunches are you asking for? And I'd put one bunch and then they'd ask you to weigh it. So I still just put one. And I paid basically 27 cents for fucking an entire thing of bananas.
And you know why we're heroes, though, too? Because basically what we're doing is we're saying, hey, hire more. If you had more cashiers, we wouldn't be able to do this shit.
Right.
You're putting in these robots, and like we're tricking robots left and right. We don't respect the robots. We're paying ourselves for our time that we're spending here.
Yeah.
Although, Electric Snot, Walmart will play a video if it sees something going to the bag area. There's a Smith's I go to. I wasn't even trying to do anything, but like I was trying to, I think it was last Thanksgiving actually. I was trying to scan. I got like a disposable, like just metal, like cooking tray or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept trying to scan. It wouldn't scan. So I had to like tear the label off and then scan it. But the camera thought I was doing a scam. So it did start playing the video of me just pulling a paper over. But I was like, you could see it was from this. It wouldn't scan. But I was surprised because I'd never seen that before.
Well, but the people that walk up also don't give a shit.
Yeah, they don't care.
They want to clear the error. I've had so many times where I'm wrong and I call them up and I go, I'm positive I scanned this. And I realize later, like, oh, I'm a dummy. I scanned the first one, not the second one. And so it was waiting for something to happen. And the person just comes up and clears it and I get the item for free. Or I say, like, hey, it did it twice. And then I realize it's assuming, like, it's popping up saying, if you get two, it costs this much, and so it's not showing to, and I was just dumb, and they go in there and they remove it, and it's in my bag, it's in my cart. Like, they don't care. They clear all that shit immediately, so a majority of the time, you can either feign ignorance like we did with our oops, did we do that?
Yeah.
Or you rip them off to their face and they're looking at it and they don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I refuse to believe that, considering those situations can happen, so that there's enough people following people out to cars where it's something anyone even needs to think about.
Dude, I pray they try to build an AI and put it all on AI.
Yeah.
Because
I'm Neo.
I know it'll be weird at first, but it's just going to open up new scams. It's all. I know maybe some of these won't work anymore because the AI knows, like, oh, this wasn't scanned. We can weigh your card or whatever. But there's going to be a new angle, and I'm going to find it.
Yeah, it's going to be...
They just have voices like the prequel droids where it's like, you put the card right in, sir, so he's good to go. He pulled it out.
Buffalo Nickel, I see.
Buffalo Nickel. They send the Rolly droid at me.
Oh, no.
Well, and you know people are going to come up with all sorts of fucking awesome shit like, oh, yeah, no, I wear this fucked up... So I see this bracelet.
Yeah.
It looks like my I'm allergic to something bracelet, but in this is an RFID that if I hold... certain items with a barcode number whose number
if I get caught with the old Buffalo nickel.
If you get barcode items that hash out to this number, the RFID will hide them.
Yeah.
So here's the brands of diapers you can get, here's the brands of cheese you can get, and here's the brands of candy you can get where if you wear this RFID, it doesn't know you took them.
Do you hang out with watchdogs? What is this?
No, dude, there's already people that are using blood
this
to hack
communist stuff.
Have you I read about this and it was fucking awesome. So 23andMe got hacked because someone learned how to make a... So they fucked with their blood to create a palindrome virus in their blood that when it was put in their database, because they don't have security for something like this. Now, if there's any security, it doesn't work. That's kind of the big thing but it's new. So nothing has it. So what they did was once their 23andMe stuff went in... and it's not actually 23andMe. It's a place that takes blood. I don't know what it was. I'm just telling the story. But like that place, once they took their blood, it read the blood and it tells the person stuff about it. But to read it, they had to read the stuff. They had fucked with it using CRISPR, that like DNA changing thing. And they had made a palindrome virus in their blood so that it allowed them to backdoor into their computer system and steal a bunch of people's personal information.
Jesus.
They learned how
they
did it.
Hack the world, dude.
Yeah, dude, they learned how they did it, and they're like, oh, wow. Well, we put security in place. It was really, really easy once we realized they had done it, but the idea that someone would ever do that, because, again, when they read blood, it's all just the letters. So that's why they had to make a palindrome virus, not just a regular one, because it had to work both ways starting at any point in time.
Oh, man. There's some nerd-ass vampire that was like, this is bullshit.
So it really is just like...
I was just about to hack blood.
It's like fucking at the end of World War Z where like Brad Pitt's like confidently striding past all the zombies because he injected himself with the thing that makes them not know he's there. It's like imagine the fucking glasses dork nerd who's walking out of the Amazon store with an extra candy bar because he fucking injected himself with some weird thing or wore like a weird hat.
Yeah.
I don't know how true it is, but I believe I heard it on Legion of Skanks recently. I think it's Jordan Jensen. She's like a lady comic.
Yeah.
She was saying that at Whole Foods, at Whole Foods actually, that they won't stop or arrest shoplifters because it would cost them more if, like, say, a rich person, a hoity-toity person was coming in and they saw like a criminal element.
Oh.
That would hurt their image more than just like stopping someone from stealing like
so you can just
$40.
That sounds believable, but it also sounds like the perfect thing to
make
up.
Exactly. Yeah, I can't tell. I could see some businesses doing that because it's like it just gives the image of the police come around here or like this is happening. I'm going somewhere else.
Yeah.
And it would just cost you more as a business. I mean, I don't know if that's why, like, the Home Depot says, like, hey, you can only call the police if, you know, you have to speak to a manager. Only specific people can make the judgment call to call a cop or something or press charges if someone's stealing shit.
Well, I remember that was a big thing with image recognition stuff that they were going to put in airports. There's another thing I heard about. It was, like, back in, like, 2017... they were going to add image recognition algorithms to airports to try and speed things up where it literally it can recognize something. It can look at something and go, that's a backpack. That's a the difference between like a cell phone and a wallet, things that are similar sizes and stuff. And they basically like had to put it through its paces, and they canceled the contract because they realized that they could trick their own algorithm with weird fucked up geometry, where they basically made a toy turtle that got like the algorithm recognized it as a gun and vice versa. They made a gun and put a bunch of weird, like, it looks like a fractal is all over it, and in a couple spots it has like weird things coming off of it.
So then it just saw it as a different item,
and it
not
saw
a
that
gun.
As a toy turtle. Okay. And they're like, we can't, if we're able to do this now without like with what we have, and we're like trying to stop it, what the fuck are people out there going to do? Like, we can't trust this. And so the DARPA contract completely got canceled because they're like, imagine a world where you cut like the people at the security checkpoints at airports in half, have a camera that walks by and makes sure you don't have something, and you're walking by with a fucking hunting rifle over your shoulder, and it goes, oh, that guy's got a cool jacket on.
He's got a turtle.
Yeah, he's carrying
the turtle,
a turtle.
Man. You know who had controlling stock in all of those companies? Sean Love Combs.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Think about it.
Fuck.
Sean Love Combs runs the media.
Fuck me.
Brother Love.
I'm sorry, caller. I had Skype closed. So if you were the person that called in, you could call. You could go ahead and call back in.
I hope it's not Diddy.
Weird story on why I had Skype closed is it was like a crazy person that kept calling over and over again. Wait, hold on. Do I still have it muted? 1 second, caller. It was like a war. Like, hey, how's Kevin? What's going on, dude?
So it was like a person, not like a. Yeah. Oh, okay. Weird.
It's a derelict.
Is it unmuted? Caller, can you hear me? Oh shit!
Oh,
why is
I can hear it through an external speaker.
Yeah, why is it not playing through here? 1 second, I gotta fix it. Cause yeah, it kept ringing.
It's the Wars psycho herself.
And I thought it was a bit at first, and then I was like, "Oh, this isn't a bit." So I got to turn all this off because this is getting annoying.
I remember someone back in the day found me and Jake's like his dad's business, and they'd call. Like sometimes it was like goodwill calls, like, "Hey, oh my God, oh you are you Mike? Oh, I'm a big fan," and it's just like. Hey man, don't fucking call here. I'm sorry. Please don't do that. And it like happened like enough times where I think Jake and I had to bring it up on the show and be like, hey, please don't do that. Yes, we've talked about the name. You could find it on the internet. Please don't call us at work and like either prank us or just say hello. Like there's so many ways to say hello to us.
Okay, you're on now.
Yeah, I was just going to share another cool like gene hacking story that I heard since we were talking about it.
Gene Hackman.
There was this girl and she like lived in Canada, and she went to catch the train and she saw this girl who looked like exactly like her, and then she threw herself onto the train tracks and killed herself. But the girl who witnessed it, instead of reporting the crime, like picked up her wallet and she was going to steal her identity. She like went to her house, gathered all her money. And then like she was like going through her stuff and she found there's like all these other women that look just like her. And she was like, oh, shit. And then while she was there, like, these armed gunmen break into the house and start chasing after her. And so she's like, what the fuck, and runs off. And it turns out, like, she was a clone, and all those other women were clones. And she was this big global conspiracy. There's this company that's, like, doing gene hacking, and, like, people have tails. And then it turns out, also, there's all these, like, dude clones. And then one of the clones can have babies, and it's just really wild the stuff that they're doing with blood and genes. And I'm really glad that I took so much time away from you having to fix the audio to share this story.
No. I was gonna say, is that Orphan Black?
It took me a long time because I completely forget Orphan Black. But yes, was that Orphan Black?
Yeah, that's Orphan
Black. Yeah.
What's Orphan
Black? It would have landed better if I didn't derail it with the audio. But.
No, that was my bad. Plus, I was completely, because I was like, wait, what is she describing? I don't know what this is. And Orphan Black's not that fresh in my head because it ended on such a down note. Although the new side, sequel, reboot, whatever is coming soon.
Of Orphan Black?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
And you know who is the lead? Gene Hackman.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sean Love Combs.
Kristen, have you heard? It's Gene Hackman.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's going to have Kristen Ritter's in it.
Huh.
Well, Kristen Ritter?
Yeah, from
I hardly know her.
Breaking Bad and Alias.
I know that...
of getting pounded fame, according to Jeff.
I know this isn't a popular opinion, but the chick from Orphan Black, she was the main character in She-Hulk, and she was great.
Oh, yeah, she is She-Hulk.
That's her. That's Orphan Black girl.
Kristen, did you watch She-Hulk?
I did.
I didn't. What'd you think?
It was okay. Like, I think that the people who really vocally hated it, like, way out of proportion. It definitely, like, the finale was really bad and, like, kind of took away all the goodwill that I had built up from it because it tried to be too meta. But, like, when people were talking about the Megan Thee Stallion thing, which, by the way, Mike is a fucking weirdo about Megan.
I'm trying to tell him. He's,
Meg Thee Stallion,
he's an alt-right hater.
Meg Thee Stallion looks like a dude. I'm sorry.
No.
You think, listen, I don't want to talk race here, but Mike, you think a disproportionate amount of black women look like men?
yeah, it's
is
like
that
50,
true, or
50.
Is it just I'm, or am I constantly saying this about Meg Thee Stallion?
Or do we just so happen to be talking about men?
Men. The Belichick test, do we pass it, Chris?
Yeah,
maybe. Maybe Mike watched one too many woke shows.
Are you the war psycho?
Like that thing with, the thing with Megan Thee Stallion from that show that made the rounds was like a post-credit stinger. Like, it was like,
and also in the moment, it wasn't like cringy or awful. It just it felt like a moment from a show that you're like, oh, okay, yeah.
Hey, yo.
It was still a little cringy, but it made sense like why Megan Thee Stallion was even there. Like, yeah, it was just like,
it was nothing that I would have ever like thought about for a long time or been mad about.
Yeah, what if they played like the Curb music? Would have been funnier. Bump, bump, bump.
I liked that show. I thought that show was good. I think it's the most consistent, like, from beginning to end Marvel show that they've done.
Besides Daredevil?
More than Hawkeye?
Hawkeye, I think, didn't stick the landing.
I think Hawkeye's the best show they've done.
Hawkeye's the best by far.
Yeah, I think that Moon Knight, WandaVision, and Hawkeye all did a great job and then just kind of petered out near the end. And then I think that I liked She-Hulk literally from episode one to the end. I liked it the entire time. It's the only one of those shows where I can say I liked every episode.
Yeah, you're on Poon Night over here.
Oh, I was just thinking.
I don't want to know what you were thinking.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Because like all of them, in my opinion, have...
I would like to hang up before I hear what Jeff was thinking.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
I think Chris and I both assumed where you were going with it. That's why.
I don't think it's the best show. I think it's their most consistent show because all of the other shows had, again, one or two episodes that I just like, no, thank you. I don't think it's the best show, but I think it's the most consistent.
Yeah. Maybe this is a non sequitur, but I feel like it's good Kristen's here. You know John Wayne Bobbitt. We all know John Wayne Bobbitt, the guy that got his dick cut off or whatever.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He had a French brother, Bonnui Bobbitt. A lot of people don't know about Bonnui Bobbitt.
I like that. I think that's a good joke.
What do you think?
Bonnui Bobbitt.
Thoughts?
All right. Did you like it, Kristen?
All right. What?
Did you like it? What he said?
Like what?
Bonnui Bobbitt.
I don't really get it.
You know John Wayne Bobbitt? Like, you don't know 90s news?
I know John Wayne Bobbitt.
I know that you just said he's a guy who got his dick cut off, but I don't really know.
But he had a French brother named Bonnui Bobbitt.
But why is it Bonnui?
Because
it's a French word.
It's just French. That's why I think it's funny.
I thought it was some sort of play on like...
No.
You guys are looking for more than was there. Kristen, I miss you.
By the way, Jim punted that to me.
Yeah,
the brave one.
I was asking you.
I thought Jim asked it.
I
can't tell.
Yeah, I handed it off to you.
Yeah.
I handed it off to you and was like, take it to the end zone.
Yeah. He kept churning like Christian McCaffrey, and it's six, baby.
Well, thank you for the
call. Thanks, Kristen.
While I'm here, one last note. I want to vouch for Jeff that he was yelling verse when you guys were discussing whether somebody could do both.
I missed it.
I probably heard it and didn't know what it meant, so it just didn't register in my brain.
I was reading on Reddit on if if RuPaul had a colostomy bag. Actually, does RuPaul have a colostomy bag now that you're on the line?
Not that I know of, but it does make sense now. There was a season, a couple of seasons ago, where a contestant had a colostomy bag, and that was probably damage control. So.
Oh, okay.
Because they do that a lot, where like RuPaul will say something transphobic, and then it's like, well, now there's a trans winner. Like,
yeah, okay. And do you have any theft stories, any stealing stories to tell us?
I thought she always got mad when we talked about
that. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, okay. No, I don't. Of course, I don't have any stealing stories.
You should try the Buffalo Nickel.
What about all the listeners' hearts, Kristen?
Well, because you want to destroy the poor and take their jobs away and give it to machines.
Oh.
Unlike us.
You're like Bjork.
Yeah, you're like Bjork, I'm Kristen.
I'm just saying, I don't want to hear any crime statistics from somebody who's doing the Buffalo Nickel.
Oh, I've said something. It's a nonviolent crime.
Ooh. Buffalo Nickel.
He was stammering and stuttering on his response.
My boy Jeff Buffalo Nickel Murphy.
I haven't been listening to enough podcasts. I'm just working on my bon oui babe jokes.
Yeah, I keep workshopping that one, but it's got potential.
I have a Bon Iver joke.
Oh no.
Bon oui Iver.
That's pretty good.
Well, thank you for the call, Kristen.
So funny.
Yep, later.
Bye.
Let me see. Did the War Psycho leave any voicemails? Let me see.
I love calling him the War Psycho. That's a lot of fucking...
Yeah, look at these calls.
And what were the... Okay, there's...
Jesus. That's like a minute apart, five calls in a row.
Yeah, 455, 455, 456, 456, 456, 457... 459, 501.
And this is the middle of the day, so this is not like a drunk person.
I mean, I don't know.
Okay, you know they what? Yeah, I'm taking a leap. That's not fair. Hey.
I don't think there's any voicemails here, though.
Cups of the rose.
Why would they call this many times and not leave a voicemail?
I answered.
Oh, wait, it just loaded 4 seconds.
Nope.
Yeah, but it's just silence. There. I think I tried listening to these before, and there was nothing there.
Jim and them in my old phone. Just doing
what a lunatic.
Room. I should call him and ask how Kevin's doing.
Well, that's a long one. To leave nothing?
Yeah, is it nothing or is it just not playing?
No, it's just him breathing.
Just had Kristen playing, so
yeah, we just had Kristen.
I don't think it's an audio issue.
It's you from downstairs.
Yeah, both of those are long. That's a weird thing to just like not like to be there that
Seven
long.
Days.
To call literally like 13 times in a row, all 30 seconds apart, and then have two what looks like probably 2 minute long voicemails with no like nothing on them.
Your head starts bouncing off the table like Hereditary.
Yeah.
Like, oh, why would someone? Oh no, it's a cursed audio. The host who had their face bouncing off something.
Host. It happens in Host.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. And Hereditary.
Yeah.
No, I tried seeing if it would play anything in a different program, but no, because I answered it one of the times and I thought it was someone doing a bit at first.
Uh huh.
Because like, oh, how's Kevin? What's Kevin doing? And I'm like, haha, yeah, I don't know. Uh-oh. Oh, I think it's the War Psycho. Who's on the line?
Hi. It's the War Psycho.
Oh, no!
Oh, no, what do you have
fiend!
For us?
Leave us alone! You devilish fiend! Leave Jim alone!
Curious, was Aunt Saunders always fat, or is that a new development? I didn't know what he looked like until today.
Catty ass War Psycho.
War Psycho, you're catty as fuck.
I think
although it tracks, if you're a War Psycho, you'd have a question about War.
He was like a husky guy before, but now that picture looked like a
he's
he was
a bigger
a fat
dude.
Guy.
He's a dad now. He's got a couple
I feel
kids.
Like he was always that big. I don't know.
He wasn't always that big.
No. Oh, okay.
He was kind of like a bigger dude, but he wasn't like that. Was like a picture of a fat man.
What was he? He was like a white academics.
Yeah, he's a white academic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for asking a
you
question,
fiend.
War Psycho. Please don't follow me
I
home.
I think the War Psycho's name is Cody. Do you remember a Cody from War?
Ooh.
War Psycho?
That sounds actually familiar, yeah.
Yeah,
there was a Cody on War.
Didn't he leave AEW and join WWE?
Yeah, I think you nailed it.
Traitor bastard.
Mwahaha,
it's me, the War Psycho.
Have
a good night, boys.
Thanks, War Psycho. Goodbye, War Psycho. Ah!
But he, and I was just like, I don't know. How is he doing? You tell me, blah, blah, blah. But then he started being like, I'm walking down the street. I'm going to Los Angeles. I'm keeping an eye on my mom. My mom's doing things, and I'm like, and he started talking really fast.
He's just fucking zonked.
He started talking really fast, and I was like, oh shit, maybe this isn't a bit. Because at first I'm going along with, ha ha, yeah, man, you keep calling. And so I answered. And then it was just like, oh, yeah, yeah. I got to keep doing the thing. I get this thing and I'm going to, I got to go to maybe the cemetery, go see my dad. My dad passed away. I never knew
he's
him.
A drugs guy.
Apparently, who knows? Then it turned into like, hey, we're doing a bit to like, oh, you're scary.
Yeah. You're frightening
me. It's a war psycho.
It is a war psycho. And he's like, you know me going from way back. When's the show? Am I too late or too early? Like a little bit of both, man.
It's 2 p.m. on Wednesday.
every 2 p.m. on Wednesdays, Jim and them.
Jim and them, baby. And well, now it's like 2 p.m.-ish on Wednesdays. Yeah.
So I'm like, well, now I got to go, man. And then we hung up, and then he just kept calling. And I was like,
hey,
all
he's
right.
Like your park retard.
Basically. Yeah, you got so your, I just had to turn
now you
it
know
off.
What, yeah, you know, now yeah. You know what it's like. It's you made the mistake of being nice. And picking up and engaging with someone for a couple seconds, yeah. And then you have a park retard.
And then I had to turn. I was just like, all right, I'm just turning this all off. Because I muted it initially, but then I was editing something, and then the Skype alert just kept coming up. And I'm like, all right, I just got to sign out and turn this all off.
I have a kind of funny story about the park retard. He hasn't texted me very much, but he texted me a couple weeks ago, and he said, happy birthday. And I had this like severe dread in my guts of like, how the fuck does he know my birthday? But then I realized it wasn't my birthday yet. It was like the 26th. And I was like, oh, shit, it's not my birthday.
Oh, he does this every week.
Yeah, he's just guessing, and it didn't work.
Happy birthday.
But for like 5 seconds there, I had this like heat under my skin, like prickly
like
feeling
knew,
of like,
yeah.
And I was like really, really worried until I was like, wait, my birthday's not for another week. Okay, cool. Okay, I'm good.
That's like one of those moments when like you're sitting down eating. It's like, how's Taco Bell tonight? And it's and it's like, oh, it's musty in your closet. Let's see what else. Stealing, hubris, Diddy's a monster. Oh well, two things. We're remiss because we didn't bring it up earlier, but it's Happy Life Day, guys.
Yeah,
it is officially Life Day.
I just assumed that we covered Life Day so heavily last year that we didn't need to this year.
For all the real Star Wars heads out there that know that it's Life Day. and also, I didn't look into this, but Snoop Dogg quit weed, guys. Is that real? Did he really quit? He's not smoking no more? Him and the smoke said goodbye?
I saw someone retweeting what looked like an image, but I couldn't tell if it was fake or not because the bottom said, please respect my privacy this time, which made it seem like a joke.
I couldn't tell
if it was real or not. Because here's the thing. If that was a silly AI image, and then he saw it and then posted it because he thought it was funny, I could picture a world where that's how it wound up on his Twitter. So I still wasn't ready to believe it.
Is this just a classic Snoop Dogg Life Day joke? A Life Day prank?
I think it is. Yeah. I think it's a Life Day prank.
Is it Life Day?
Yeah, today's Life Day.
Okay. I see you, girl.
But
who's your favorite Jedi, Jeff?
Grogu.
No, you know who your favorite Jedi is.
Gringus?
What was his name? Ganji or something? What was his name?
Oh, Ganji?
You're close.
You're like Gumji?
You're really, really close, Jim.
Wait, did I not nail... What was the first?
Gringus is the character you made up for.
Yeah, you made up for Green Lantern.
So
Grogu is the Mandalorian.
Oh, Gunji. Was it Gunji?
Gunji,
we love Gunji.
The little like teenage Wookiee Jedi.
Yes,
okay, I thought for sure Grogu was teenage Wookiee. And then the second place was Gringus.
Gringus has now become our go-to fake name ever since that.
He's a fake Green
Lantern. Snyder cut.
What would be extra hilarious is if he is serious, but he's such a goof that everyone's like, what's the bit?
He's like on his deathbed.
Yeah.
The doctor said he had to take my lungs.
What's the bit? What are you doing, Snoop? And he's like, no, seriously, I'm giving up the smoke.
It's hindering my walk with God, y'all.
All he had to do was take out that last line, and I believe it.
Yeah, please respect my
privacy. That makes it seem like a goof.
But it's going to be like,
the next post is going to be like,
oh, weed gummies.
No, you're right. Yeah, get your new Snoop chewables.
I'm giving up smoke.
Yeah, because he gave up smoke, not weed.
Yeah, it's like dog biscuits for guys.
Oh. Oh, fuck. It's going to be called Dog Biscuits and it's going to be fucking edibles. You're so right. Oh,
yeah. God.
And then fucking Martha Stewart's going to be in the commercial.
Snoop Dogg. Alvin, I'm going to come. Snoop.
I'm normal.
Alvin, stop coming for Snoop.
Yeah, why is it? Try it now. I'm coming for you, Snoop. I'm your dirty chipmunk. I'm your dirty chipmunk. I'm your dirty chipmunk. I'm squirting. I'm squirting. I'm squirting.
Comedy.
Gungy.
The Gringus. It's Gringus and Theodore.
It's me, Gungy. I'm here with my best friend.
It's baby Jedi's. I'm Anakin.
I'm Gringus.
I'm Snoop Dogg.
Give it up the smoke. My
smoke
boy,
my
give it up the smoke.
I'm hey, Snoop Dogg.
Hey, yo, boss. Smoke like a penis.
No homo.
No I can't wait. I can't wait to come.
And we're live at F1. F1 is still going on in Las Vegas.
Fuck,
it's
what's
me.
Going on?
Yeah. What's going on, dude?
You know, hey, bro, you know who gave up the smoke?
I am so high.
Hey, y'all.
Dog biscuits.
Y'all, F1 gave up the smoke.
Yo, F1 gay, y'all. It's me, Theodore.
You know, you want to know a secret?
What? What's that?
I'm fucking gay, y'all.
Whoa, I'm a first. I'll fuck you. You can fuck me. It's first. Okay.
No, but seriously.
But seriously, gay guys are disgusting.
Uh-oh.
And we're back. F1's still going on with Alvin and the Chipmunks. And I think Gringus was there.
Did they have the test? When we looked at the schedule earlier, what was it?
You know,
I think it was the Alvin and the Chipmunks and Young Jedi test.
Yeah, you know the fucking... what's her name? Martha Stewart's going to be fucking eating edibles with Snoop Dogg
definitely.
On Twitter. Ooh. On TikTok. And they're going to be like, we both gave up the smoke. But you know what we didn't give up? Oh!
Dog biscuits.
Them biscuits.
Dog a dog a dog.
Yeah.
Here's another, a stupid dog.
Here's another
bad stupid
impression.
Funny bullshit.
I'm not doing an impression of myself.
You're doing work, G. Like Warren G. Steele.
I broke into your house.
And Jeff Love Murphy.
Yeah.
Who won the third practice? The third practice results.
We should ask our on-site correspondents.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. Robot Jim.
We've never heard enough of them.
Yeah, no, we need to be like we need to be respectful with that. It's fun. But if we do it too much, not fun.
I don't know.
Because
we do it with race cars.
Because imagine you're listening to that.
I would be laughing.
But if it goes forever and then comes back and then goes forever and then comes back,
I would be laughing even more that it keeps coming back.
It is one of the funniest segments I think we've ever done in our entire show.
Yeah,
that first time we did it, I've listened to that many times, and I would be like. Out in public, listening, like crying, laughing, and listening to us.
But poor Snoop, if he is being real and no one cares.
Poor Snoop.
Poor Snoop. What if he's being real?
Snoop Dogg has done this to himself.
That's
Snoop
true.
Dogg has turned himself into a cartoon character joke of a person. And so he deserves everything he gets. He's done it all. He has done it to himself. He deserves zero sympathy from you, Jim.
I'm with Mike. He's become a mockery to humanity itself.
Yeah.
Dolan Dark's on our wavelength. He's probably going to launch his own line of vapes or edibles or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that he can claim, like, because he had such a specific wording that you know he's like, it's Thanksgiving, y'all. Fucking get a fucking Rice Krispie treat.
You're right. The timing. Yeah.
Like, oh, you hungry?
<Ba-ba-da-ba-da>. It's Thanksgiving with Snoop D-O-double-G. It's Snoop Warren G-A-I app.
Have you watched any of the Scott Pilgrim anime?
The trailer was so bad that, like,
the clips I see are bad.
That it looks.
You guys sound so surprised.
It looks bad and cheap.
Yeah.
In a way that, like, in your head, you can picture an animated version of Scott Pilgrim looking cool. And then they just, like, again, I don't know if they cheaped out super hard on the animation, but it looks like
also
something
the
you...
the voice acting sounds like
yeah,
shit.
Well, the voice acting sounds awkward and weird and doesn't match the characters. And the animation looks like Newgrounds era, like, Flash cartoons from, like, 15 years ago.
What is this? Scott Pilgrim? Yuri? Huh?
You need to break up with your fake high school girlfriend.
Do I have to? I mean, are we really even dating?
This looks cheap.
Yeah, right? It looks like...
Why is the energy so low? Is that how they acted in the movie?
No. That's not... It was the opposite. It's clearly...
Is that how anime is? Is anime low energy?
They're usually like...
Anime is usually like fucking hamming it up. Like, all these people have zero energy. They're clearly being directed poorly. And then the animation is like... Just like, again, it's Jeff saw 5 seconds and he saw exactly what we said. It just looks really, really cheap.
Yeah. And you can do cheap animation if you have better voice acting.
I can't bring myself to watch it, which is weird because everyone that's involved in it keeps saying, please no spoilers, which means they clearly did something weird with it that they don't want people to know.
People are saying that they've definitely made changes. They've updated it.
Yeah. So I don't know. I like Scott Pilgrim, the movie. I like the Scott Pilgrim graphic novels. Brian Lee O'Malley makes me so, like, I hate him as a person so much that it makes me want to dislike Scott Pilgrim stuff. But then I see this and it's like, this has nothing to do with any of that baggage. It just looks shitty. It just looks and sounds bad.
Hey, they spent no money on this. Oh. Hello!
Like, seriously,
what the fuck is this?
This looks like Newgrounds Flash animation, dude. This is a Netflix animated show where they brought back everybody from the movie. Like, you're telling me that, like, I don't know, man. It's embarrassing and cheap. Unless it's some weird artistic choice because they want it to feel like.
Yeah.
Like it's like jumping off the page or something. But then in that case, it was just a poor decision.
You know Sonic the Hedgehog? You probably know this, but in the early 90s, there were two different Sonic cartoons airing at the same time. One was dark and dramatic. The other was a hilarious comedy about chili dogs. And the same guy played Sonic in both shows. Isn't that wild? The same guy playing two different versions of the same guy?
He's so me.
Mm. Maybe you didn't watch cartoons, or you're not into chili dogs.
You notice how he emoted for a second there at the end, and it was surprising and weird because you hadn't heard that at all.
Yeah, I don't know about this.
Yeah,
it like episodes too? Like,
I think so. Yeah, it's all and it's one. It's like Netflix style where it's everything launched at once. I don't know. It maybe if I could get past that, I'd be fine.
Well, this is a terrible intro from our next Patreon show. Me and Jim watch Neon Genesis Evangelion.
We actually, I don't know if you remember this, but I did Jimmy Gami Eyes. I tried to have Jim watch.
Yeah, but we should watch Neon
Death
Genesis
Note,
Evangelion.
And it petered out.
Yeah, there's 8 episodes.
Yeah,
of Scott Pilgrim anime. Yeah.
I feel like we just watched 4.
Also, that's the other thing. Calling it an anime doesn't make any sense. One, this is not an anime.
Yeah.
It's not. It's an animated version. The art is identical, damn near identical to the graphic novel. So it's not an anime. It's poorly.
Is it a manga?
It's poorly. It's poorly animated on top of that. So, like, as it is, it's just an animated series. So it's even sillier to call it an anime because that's just not what this is.
Is it fair to call it an animunga?
I think it's a manga.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the video game Among Us.
Okay. Yeah, like that's the name of me and Jim's show where we watch Neon Genesis Evangelion. It's called Among Us. It's just called Among Us.
I'm trying to see. What is
it? Oh, we can get clicks.
Senpai says it's a Gungi manga.
It is a Gungi
manga. It is a Gungi manga. He
caught up in a Gungi manga.
Gungi,
they're all about 28 minutes long.
Stinky.
Like a 4-hour
But again,
fucking...
the sad part is an animated version of Scott Pilgrim could be made and it could be good.
Yeah, true.
There's no reason why it couldn't be good. They just made a bunch of bad choices with their direction of their talent and the animation that they chose.
It's the Duff's friend, Ben David Drabinski, because he's always tweeting like he doesn't like him.
Yeah.
But then it's like, no, but for real. Like, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, it's a bummer. Because
stop being ironic that it doesn't look good, because it doesn't actually look good.
It genuinely looks bad.
Oh, this looks bad. And it's just that trash.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm crazy.
Although I think Ben David Grabinski also did the Are You Afraid of the Dark reboot, which I did like.
That was good.
The first season.
Yeah.
Anyways. I think he was also in one of the short film competitions we were in. And now he's making films.
He was from Vegas?
And where's when we did like the Fantastic Fest.
Gotcha.
And I think a different one.
Gotcha.
Because I remember seeing that name.
I think he's a bottom.
Yeah.
Could be, or reverse.
I think he's just bottom.
More like grab peensky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, penis in his dinksky.
Whoa.
Bonwe penis in his
dinksky. Yeah, Bonwe peensky. Bonweensky.
Bonwe pinsky.
What was that? I was listening to like an old Jim and Sam because
Jesus.
Because Nick Mullen and what's his
Adam
face?
Adam
were on there.
Oh, that is a good one.
But what did they call Simon Pegg? They called him, I forget.
Oh, yeah, because they were going to get Simon Pegg on the show as a running bit.
Yeah, Adam went up to him to like ask him to be on the show, and he's like, I can't do it. I don't think so. Fuck. I brought up for no reason. But they called him a gay name. They turned his name into a gay thing, because that's a thing they
like
do.
Simon Get Pegged?
And yeah, it was something like that, but it was funny.
And that's supposed to come down humor. Yeah. But yeah, how good is that Portnoy interview, too? Portnoy's the best.
Oh, yeah. The Portnoy that's interview been a long on running, the Adam Friedman show is very good.
Yeah, long-running bit, but Portnoy is the best dude.
Yeah, Portnoy rocks. I don't know if people
He seems him. Awesome.
People He's Jewish, hating. And I love him.
Whoa. Holy shit. Jeff really hasn't been listening to podcasts, you guys.
He's a self-made man.
He's my Jonah Hill.
Oh, kick ass. I've heard him described as the real Suge Knight.
Woo! I Sean Love Combs that joke.
Bonwe.
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 I'm on a roller coaster. Bonwe. Well, we got to remember that next time we go to a theme park. Say Bon Oui as we go down a hill.
We go to Paris Disney.
Yeah, let's go to Paris Disney and say Bon Oui down every hill, Jim.
Okay.
Favorite part of the show.
Chipmunks.
Got to give them Chipmunks fart board chipmunks. And F1.
Well, and then the
I forgot about fart board.
The real life version of Chipmunks, Cameron and Mace.
Yeah.
Cameron and Mace, it was a good fun.
Yeah, that's true.
The whole first black part one.
I like when
a real black part one.
The whole assault on your senses.
I like when you did the Mario where it was like, na 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 na. Fart.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. It's F1 mania is what we're trying to say. We're all pumped for F1. Alvin the Chipmunks are pumped for F1. Robot AI Jim is pumped for F1. And Mason Cameron are pumped for F1.
Hell yeah.
Good episode all around. Planting the seeds for the Getting Tots Turnt. Keep that in your mind, people.
Protestant rape TTS during the Getting Tots Turnt.
Have an amazing life day. Let's gear up for an amazing Thanksgiving. Oh, Thanksgiving.
Fuck yeah.
Thanks for nothing.
For all my tankies out there.
Yeah. Base.
I'm wearing a tank top underneath this spirit jersey,
oh,
Jim.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm celebrating Thanksgiving early.
Ooh, from the river to the sea, Jim and them, Patreon. From the river to the sea, Jim and them, Patreon. Isn't that our motto?
From the river to the sea, everybody. You know what that means. We are talking about patreon.com/Jim and them. You know when you hear the call to arms.
From the river to the sea.
Don't say that.
You know where to go. I don't know what that means. Does that mean something?
Nah.
Uh-oh. Jim, what do we got going on the Jim and Them Patreon right now for all of the people out there?
Oh, my God. We just posted a pinch storm. Oh, what do we got?
Zenpai said something.
I missed the Zenpai. Sorry, because I had the music
playing. He called me a crypto Jew. I don't know what that is.
All right.
More Jim and Sam.
We just put up a Pitch Storm and Ain't Easy with, what's the name of our film again? Oh, Animal House.
Yeah,
of
Animal
course.
House.
Animal House.
Animal House. Brand new pitch.
Have you heard
your
it, Jeff?
Boys.
No.
You should listen to it. It's very
good. I think the pitch is, what, a child raised by apes unknowingly joins a cult.
A cult, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I like the pitch.
Yeah.
And what we came up with was Animal House.
Yeah.
So check that out. We also got our Marked for Death movie commentary is available on the Patreon. We also have a Jimtervention with the PCP pastor. We also just recorded a very good Watch This, if I don't say so myself.
Yeah.
We discussed some recent releases, including... Thanksgiving and Captain Marvel.
It felt like a part
others.
Zero.
We it felt like a part zero because, yeah, we're talking about more than just movies there as well.
Life.
So that's just so far this month. So
yeah.
That's just scratching
the
surface.
I'm going to join tonight.
Yeah. We ain't one of those fly-by-night Patreons where you get a scrap of content once a month.
No.
We are constantly giving you things, but also at no cost to the normal show. You are not getting any less from the normal show than you would. You are simply getting more cool things from some guys that you might already like.
And you're getting
and you're supporting us.
You're getting the normal show like next day.
Yes, you get
the whole show.
You get them
the
immediately.
The whole fucking show.
Yeah, not, the TWFS psycho.
We don't
the
have
TWFS psycho is yet to strike, but the war psycho is deep in our bowels.
We don't have to offer an ad-free version on the Patreon because we're always an ad-free show.
Of course we are.
We don't
advertise with us.
Hell yeah, no. Who would even bother?
Why would they?
Speaking of who would bother,
Zohan.
I would call someone who wouldn't bother with shows that you know a fucking idiot.
A crypto Jew.
Wait. Oh, yeah. I was thinking you were saying the whole fucking show. But, yes, Shows What You Know. That's a podcast I host with Jacob Burrows. Yeah. We have a bunch of shows at showswhatyouknow.com.
Yeah.
Including the podcast about television that I host with Jacob, where we... take on television actors that are invading the podcast space. I am a little bit behind. I got some episodes in the can I need to get uploaded and released. But in the meantime, you can catch up with our Full House discussions. Two Full House podcasts. I just found out live on air when we were recording our most recent episode that Dave Coulier has me blocked on Twitter.
Whoa.
Because of what I thought was actually a complimentary... fucking video where we discussed his show. I mean, we goofed on the fact that they were filming The Answering Machine, but for the most part, we were saying that it was fun. But he's blocked both Jim and them and Shows What You Know.
Ooh, do
you
Cat think Smiley. Cat Smiley.
Do you think he saw the conversation and simply said, fuck this, and blocked you immediately?
He absolutely did, but I also did tag him in it, so maybe that's... But I didn't I didn't think he actually looked at his tags. Fucking loser ass.
Oh, yeah, loser ass. Googling your name. Googling your
Mentioned you? Oh.
Yeah. Better block him when he's your biggest fan in the world.
Loser ass goof already sank his podcast when it started because... He honored the strike like a fucking moron.
Loser ass
goof. The Hola Tanneritos podcast, Full House podcast, hosted by Stephanie Tanner and Kimmy Gibbler, never missed a beat, and now they have an established audience, and they're like halfway through season one.
Hashtag Team Alanis Morissette.
Ooh, yeah, that's right. That's right. We were talking about that recently because I saw some clip. It might have actually been from Jim and Sam as well, that fucking piece of shit show, where Dave Coulier was talking about that, and he's like, oh, the moment I realized it was about me is because she mentioned something like, will she not bother you during dinner? And he's like, I remember saying that too. I remember being like, hey. She was probably like screaming on the phone to him, and he's like, hey, we'll have to talk about this later. I'm having dinner. She's probably so pissed. Fucking dumbass, fucking
Dave,
hack comic.
Dave Coulier, more like Dave Lame Boo.
Yeah, more like fucking Dave Bonwe.
Oh, fuck! Shit!
Yeah, baby!
Bonwe, Coulier.
Showswhatyouknow.com. Jacob also hosts Real History. I believe they're going to be gearing up for the new Napoleon movie.
About Ooh, fucking time.
Yeah.
It's been like 2 years since the last season.
Yeah.
I think I hear Pray Tell they are watching some Robin Hood films as well.
Ooh.
So
You ready for that gay shit?
So they get ready to get real historically factual.
Yeah, showsyouknow.com. Peep it. Check it out.
Jeff, what's peeping in your bone wee?
Oh, it's chili season. You know me.
Ooh.
Making a nice chili, eating it for a week, dude. It's got me Googling shit like, what essence does bay leaf and boo?
Oh.
Fuck yeah.
It's got me like a damn vavitch, everybody. Is this a New England folktale? Me and my bay leaves?
Vavitch.
The vavitch, everybody. Check it out. David Edgars. Hot pick of the week.
Okay. Yeah, vavitch. I caught up.
You know, I'm kind of a modern day philosopher. Yeah. With the way
you're too cerebral for me.
Bonwe.
You're too cerebro for me. I'm Magneto.
You're Magneto. You better make a damn helmet to protect you from my cerebro power.
I have to because you're too cerebro for
me. I'm the juggernaut, bitch.
Whoa. Yep.
We'll have to mention again next week, but Kristen Thorson did break that Tots Sherry real quick and sent over a $100 donation.
Whoa! Busted in that tot.
So
whoa!
Thank you so much.
Thank you for busting in the tot.
Kristen, what a beautiful soul she has.
Raw. Absolutely. Busted raw.
My endorsement this week is the easiest endorsement I've ever made in my life. Mario RPG on the Super Nintendo is the best game ever made, and it just got a remake on the Nintendo Switch, which is fantastic. Buy it, play it. If you never played the old one, play the new one, then play the old one. It's beautiful.
I'm a Gennaro head, or what's the puppet's name?
Gino, baby.
I'm a Gino guy. Yeah. Me, myself, remembering from when I was six.
It's easy to be a Gino head.
Is it hack to be a Gino head? No, is it Gene Hackman?
No. Gino, being a Gino head is the right move, even if everybody is a Gino head.
Ooh, Jim, are you playing Mario RPG? You should.
Nah, never played it.
Whoa, you should. Come on. You'd be such a Gino head.
Jim would love Mallow.
Oh, Mallow's incredible.
Jim would fucking love Mallow.
I might put Jim on some Paper Mario.
Dude, Jim would love Booster, bro.
Ooh, I didn't get that far.
Yeah, Jim's a sniff it.
Hell yeah.
Okay. All right, and that's my endorsement. Mario RPG Remake.
Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.